With KAZU News, I'm Amy Mayer. The Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is open once again, 2 weeks after a chunk collapsed into the ocean during a storm. KAZU's Aaron Malsbury visited the wharf when it opened Saturday.
The end of the wharf is fenced off and large debris is still visible nearby, but Santa Cruz Parks and Recreation Director Tony Elliott says the city took steps to ensure public safety before reopening, like having engineers check its structural integrity.
We feel fully confident in our ability to open up today.
For about 20 local businesses, opening day is a relief. Cirilo Sanchez is a manager at Stagnaro Bros, who's worked on the wharf for 28 years. He says the closure was hard.
Even as I'm I stopped working for 10 days.
Now the city will focus on cleanup efforts and deciding whether the end of the wharf should be rebuilt. Aaron Malsbury, KAZU News.
Mushrooms are abundant after recent rains, but Salinas health officials are warning people to only eat ones that are sold commercially. One person has recovered, but two remain hospitalized after accidentally eating poisonous Amanita mushrooms. Salinas Valley Health Emergency Room Dr. Erica Locke says the patients just made tacos with familiar-looking mushrooms.
This isn't a magic mushroom story. This wasn't people using shrooms. There was no psychedelic intention for these mushrooms.
Within hours, the three became sick. Locke says unlike patients with a viral illness, these people had yellowing around the eyes and skin, which are signs of liver distress. They were transferred to Stanford Medicine, which has liver disease specialists. This is KAZU News. I'm Amy Mayer.